Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Thursday arvo. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, look, I have had the most wild night. I'm waiting for a video to drop in my inbox of something that I need to show you that happened overnight.
Really?
That is just, like, outstanding.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
I will tell you very, very soon. What else is happening today?
Heaps coming up on the show.
Oh, we should give a shout-out to Dylan Alcott.
Yeah, shout-out to back. Great.
He is the Australian of the Year for Victoria.
Yes. Do you think it was a direct relation to appearing on our radio show?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how those awards work. You know, they just give it, they hear our show and then they go, quick, guys, get everybody, get the panel together.
I reckon the judges were all sitting in the room and someone, has anyone got any thoughts? And one of the judges went, hang on a second. I was listening to Carrie and Tommy the Savo and Dylan was on the show. So let's go with that. Heaps coming up because we're going to find out, more importantly, what happened in your night last night that leaves us with what? What did you say? Shocking video? Extraordinary?
It's outstanding.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm a tad tired today because I had a bit of midnight fun. Got to do an interview last night in the middle of the night and it was 12:15 was that I had to log on to the Zoom because all of these are down at Zoom by Zoom now, right, at the moment. And then the interview was going to take place at 12:30. And then they're going to go back to back to back to back. Well, by 2:15 at night, I was still finishing off the last of the interviews.
So hypothetically, when they pitch this to you, you're done by easily by 1 a.m.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Back in bed asleep. Yeah. And when I say back in bed, that's because I went to sleep before the interview.
Did you?
Because I knew I wouldn't get back to sleep after because my brain would be wired. And then Addie got up at 5. So I've had about 4 hours sleep. However, Chris, I didn't fully brief Chris on the plan for the evening.
Yeah.
He was out at indoor cricket. I said, I've got to get up and do a quick interview in the middle of the night. And I don't even know if he heard or cared, right?
Anyway, the way
these interviews work is, you know how Zoom works. You're all there and you can see each other's screen. Yeah. And there's like, you know, 35 journos from all around the world all sitting in their little screen, you know, from Japan and America and Europe. And
you're in the waiting room.
And you're in a waiting room and then each of you individually gets spoken to and we can all see each other. And for some reason last night they didn't mute anyone. Mm. And so you can imagine the conversations that are happening between people in their own homes or offices.
Yes.
Everybody's hearing everything.
Yes.
And it was excruciating.
Yes.
Too many conversations. A lot of, oh, but I thought I was next. Okay, hold on. Like shouting coming out of this Zoom thing, right? And it's dead quiet in my house. Like there's nobody there. Right?
Have you not got headphones in?
No.
No, why would you?
Are you meant to?
What do you mean? For your family? Yes.
Oh, well, they're all asleep. I didn't imagine
that's
that
why you should have headphones.
I thought when I was doing the interview, I'd just be talking quietly, so I didn't think I'd wake them up.
Yeah, but you understand that if they're all asleep, the idea of your computer making a lot of noise is like,
I just, like, headphones would have mucked up my hair too, you know? Anyway, so there we are sitting there and I heard the door open of our bedroom, right?
I thought,
Chris is coming out. And they're okay, you're about to go through next. I turn around to see perched against the corner of the door a pantless, undie-less Porky Pigging with his bits out, standing there like fully asleep going, what's happening? Why is everyone screaming? What's the noise all about? But because they can hear me, right, so they can hear this, so I'm going, oh, hey, honey, I'm just doing an interview.
You're trying to be like Jacinda Ardern when her baby came to the door 2 days ago.
But in my head, I'm thinking they can just see me talking off camera to somebody, right? Mm. And so I'm like going, like making the eyes of, get the out of here.
And they just think you've got a sleepy pervert in your room.
Yeah, but then I hear, because our producer from the project is also on this Zoom, but I can actually hear her direct into my ear because she's the one that tells me how many minutes we have, and I hear, oh. And then I look at the actual screen of what you could see of me, and full frame in the corner was Chris. with his meat and veg just standing there for the entire world press to see. And then I quickly swiveled the computer and I was like, oh, and then I just heard laughter. And then I was like, oh, my God. And then I couldn't work out where the laughter was coming from. And I was like, how many people saw?
What do you mean you couldn't work it? It was coming from all around the world.
Because I don't think everybody was fixated on my picture. Do you know what I mean? There, a lot of them would have had themselves full frame and just me as a little yes. Little tacker in the corner and then with a little tacker next to me. And then I just hear the producer for Project start laughing and laughing, and then I started laughing and he grumped off. He didn't know really, Chris, what had happened. Mm. He just said, keep it down, and grumped off back to bed and slammed the door
keep
shut.
Keep it down is so funny for him to say to you. But, keep it down.
But then I got the giggles and I could not stop laughing, and the producer could not stop laughing, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, Shiver's like, what's going to happen? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't think I can look at you again. I'm like, I know. And she's like, I don't think I needed to see that. I'm like, you definitely didn't. I'm sorry.
It'd be weird if you needed to see that.
And then I went back into bed and I was laughing. And Chris is like, oh, what are you laughing about? Because he's such a grump that I'd kept him awake for 2.5 hours. And I said, oh, nothing, just the junket saw your junk. And he was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you were in full frame. And then we laughed for, I reckon, about 45 minutes. Anyway, moral of the story. Don't try and do junkets while Chris is in the bedroom next to you, guys. It's just if any of you have to do it in the near future.
No junk out, junket.
No junk out, junket. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure your partner will handle it better than my partner, but yeah.
What do you do? What do you want to do calls on? 13, 10, 60. What happened in the back of the Zoom?
What happened in the back of the Zoom? I feel like last year there was a lot of these calls, Zoom calls, and then everyone got savvy, you know. They knew what to do, and now we're all dropping our guards, you know.
Yeah.
We're all a bit loose with loosey-goose with the Zooms now.
I love
things
it.
Are creeping in. 13, 10, 60. Little things are creeping
in. It's the thing, Chris.
What happened in the background of Zoom?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you Thursday arvo, and in 13, 10, 60, what happened in the back of the Zoom?
Oh, because last night in the middle of the night, I was doing an interview for the project on Zoom, and I'd been on the Zoom for a while with about 35 journalists or more from around the world, mm-hmm. all waiting there, and we could all hear each other and see each other.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of noise, and my partner, Chris, who wasn't fully across my movements for the night, couldn't understand what was happening, so he walked out, pants off, into the background of my Zoom for everybody to see.
Porky pigging.
Porky pigging.
My favourite look of all time.
I don't understand it.
It's where you get cold on the chest, but you want to be free.
Chris is with us now. Babe.
Hi.
Babe.
Guys.
I am getting sent through now from the project, The Vision.
Which means what? Carrie's making them watch it again.
No, I said to them I didn't feel comfortable and they said it was fine. Not making them.
Carrie's asking them to watch it again.
When you say The Vision though, you weren't recording, you were just on the
It appears we were not only seen by everybody, but we were in record mode.
How do you feel about being on porkypigtube.org?
I don't know. I didn't know that was a site, but I'm more worried about being passed around the staff at the project.
Yeah, you will. They're already laughing.
Why are you happy about that? That's weird.
Because I don't understand why, when you know I'm doing an interview, that you would walk out with no pants on and just wing it and just hope that you didn't end up in shock.
I've just realised.
Why it's called a junket.
I've just realised a link that people may not know that makes this the passing around the project. People may not know that Chris used to work at the project.
Yes.
So you're people that you used to be the boss of. You now.
Yeah, I know. Which makes it weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Walks. Do you porky pig much?
At night time. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like there's any other way to go at night
with pants on.
Is there,
good way to go.
Do you think as you get older it will be the main form of dress?
I can't see myself going back now at bedtime. Like I find it very restricting to be in boxer shorts particularly. I don't like boxer shorts.
Because
I wear proper pajama pants. but it was quite hot in our house.
It was hot and
loud in our house last night. It was like a zoo.
Hold on. They've just told me.
Oh, gosh.
They've just sent me a screenshot because I don't have time to open the video. I've got to download it. So instead... Instead, they sent me a screenshot.
I can't. Show Sonda. No, I can't.
No. Okay, the screenshot they've sent is okay for your eyes.
Sorry, when I laugh, you guys are looking at me
naked and you're all laughing.
Walks.
It's pretty funny.
Bro, when I get aroused, I laugh. Is that weirder?
That's funny, though.
Producer Belle has suggested it should be the new wallpaper pick for my phone.
It should be the background for our billboards.
I don't even think we got time for calls now, do we? We've run out of time.
I mean...
Don't put that on your socials. That'll ruin the show.
Oh mate. I want more followers, not less.
And I...
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we DoorDash everything to have our life in order. You can download the DoorDash app now.
Hey, it's not just us. This is where we get our gorgeous listeners involved. 131060. We want to know if you're like me. Yep, that's right. The studier in the group.
And I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know.
What's weird is when I said to you, what did you do last night? And you said you did a gig, and then you said, I went home and studied.
Yeah, I
didn't believe the words coming out of your mouth.
Very cerebral. Is that the right word?
Did you learn that word last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't have to.
Lots of studying happening at the moment because Year 12 exams going on, uni stuff. Mm-hmm.
They don't even end up being able to fly a plane at the end of that. Oh. So I guess if we're going to rank study in order. But all the people studying need stuff. Yeah. You need stuff, whether that's snacks to keep you going. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need some supplies. You look at me like, I don't have many supplies. What I need is a flight.
Do you need someone to DoorDash you something? Is that what you need?
Yeah.
Because right now we're going to DoorDash you. Give us a call, 131060. If you're studying right now, we want to make your life that little bit easier. It's the answer to all the solution to life's problems.
Yes.
131060 is the number. We'll do it next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo. We DoorDash everything to have our life in order. You can download the app now and get 50% off your first two orders for first-time users.
And there are people in this world who study, like me, and there are people in this world who don't study, like you, Bickers. Yep. And today we're rewarding...
people like you.
...the studiers. G'day, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
It's just nice to talk to a fellow brainiac. What are you studying?
A master's social work.
A master's in social work?
Yes.
You are doing better stuff than me, Alicia. Where are you at in it? Is master's so, 1 year or do I not understand how master's works?
My first year, hopefully. I've got exams next week, so I'm just, cramming.
How's the cramming going?
Yeah, good. I've got a bit of a schedule happening.
And have you got a schedule, Tommy?
Yeah, but my schedule just looks like this. Study all the time. No, nothing, no room for anything else in your schedule.
Well, see, this is the thing. I've got two kids, one 17 and one, and I work full-time as well. I'm an Aboriginal counsellor, so, yes.
Wow. Well, we've got $1,000 to give away.
Are you going to do this thing where you now split up who you're giving the money to again?
Yeah.
That was brutal last week. I don't want to be part of this. Just give everybody an equal amount of money.
But some of them will be worth more.
Oh, that's just outrageous.
But what do you
Alicia,
mean?
Alicia, tell him that that's outrageous.
It's Alicia.
Sorry, Alicia, tell him that it's outrageous.
But Alicia, before you answer, your stuff all sounds pretty hard and pretty worthy. So, like, at the moment, you're looking like earning more money.
Anything would help. I've got 3 months placements coming up that I need to, like, I can't... I can't earn any money, but I need to do my 3 months placement. So anything would be helpful.
So would you rather Carrie's suggestion of we split all the money evenly, or would you rather my weighted system where I hear the most worthy people and I give them more money?
Well, my heart is in social justice and equality, so I think sharing it would be nice.
I agree.
Okay, it means we could get some grade 4 on and you're going to get the same amount of money as him, but that's okay.
Karen, let's go to Karen next. So we'll leave Alicia there for a sec. Let's go to Karen. Karen, what's happening in your world,
Carrie,
at the moment? Who's studying? Hello.
I have a 17-year-old daughter who is studying, who loves her chocolate.
Hang on, Karen.
But she pinches all my chocolate.
Karen, hang on. Karen, are you studying?
No, she's studying, but she pinches.
Let's go back to Alicia for a second. Let's go back to Alicia. Alicia, with your equality system that you suggested, Karen is going to get the same amount of money as you because she has a daughter that's studying.
Well, I feel a bit. Okay. Still, I still stand by what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, have you got anyone else? What's happening here? What are you going to do? Come on, make some decisions, master.
Well, Alicia said that she wants everyone to get equal, so we're giving a woman money who's not even studying.
But her daughter is. Yeah. Her daughter is eating all her chocolate. But Karen needs money for DoorDash her so she can get
your
some chocolate.
But your son's studying. Should
yeah,
we
give
you
me some. DoorDash me too.
Okay. Well, next, can we go to Kate, please? G'day, Kate.
Hi, Tommy and Carrie. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Kate. What are you studying?
I'm studying psychological sciences.
Wow. What does that mean?
It sounds really fancy, but it's just sort of on your way to being a psychologist and looking at sort of mood disorders and how the brain works and all that sort of stuff.
What are you going to specialise in? My mum's a psych.
Oh, really? Look, I'm not sure. At the moment, I'm a student wellbeing coordinator at Blackburn High School, and I'm absolutely loving it. I wasn't sure if I should continue because I'm just really enjoying, like, I'll finish my degree, but really enjoying where I'm at the moment, just helping people with kids.
See, that's such noble work. See, if I had my way, I'd split the money and I'd give Kate half of $500 and Alicia half of it.
It's your money. You make your decisions.
No, but Alicia wants Karen to get buddy $300 as well.
What are you doing? Make your decision.
Well, we've also got Bernadette as well, so.
That's too much time. I'm giving. No, I can't do it. I did it last time. Do you, Bickers? It's on you.
What?
It's on you.
Well, I think everybody should get $250. We're DoorDashing
good on you. Good
Alicia,
on you, Karen, for having a daughter.
Bernadette, all of you. $250. Go buy some chocolate.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy around Australia for your Thursday afternoon.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
So you know how you said the other day that you've been locked out of all those dating apps because people think you are a, what do you call it, fishing?
A catfish?
No, catfish.
Fishing. I am fishing.
For love.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, I try to use the lingo. Well, it's happened to the Instagram boss.
I don't even think catfish is lingo.
I think it's just a word. Anyway, the Instagram boss, the head of Instagram, was locked out of his account.
Isn't that Zuckerberg? No.
After Adam Mossery.
Oh, the Moss Dog.
Moss Dog. Because he said a scammer going around said that he was dead and set up a fake obituary account. And so then they cancelled his Instagram and locked him out.
The boss.
Yes.
Surely someone gets fired for that, don't they?
Let's see. Let me scroll down to see if at Senareya, whoever did it, has been fired.
Is it one person that locks people out?
Maybe it's not a person.
No, I would have thought it was an algorithm.
An algorithm. Mm. Another catchy phrase.
There we go. She's down with what the kids are saying. Because I don't know if you saw this. Do you know the new movie, The Eternals?
No. Oh, is that a Marvel?
It is a superhero Marvel movie about a bunch of you. You would have seen it. Have you, Eli, web guy?
I have.
You have? Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
You thought it was good. Okay. There is a character in there who communicates with the other Eternals through sign language. And how good's this? It's seen a 250% spike over people learning sign.
Oh.
Not in the cinematic world, in real life.
Wow. They've been inspired after seeing it and think, I want to learn sign.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Think about where you've seen people signing some of the biggest world events over the last few years, because every event now, rightly, has someone signing in the background. What an incredible job.
Yes. My favourite, there was that chick and she does heaps of the rap concerts.
Yes.
And it's awesome. But then when Waka Flocka Flame thought she was just dancing on a podium, and so he got down and danced with her.
Oh,
yeah, he had no idea that she was just trying to sign the show.
So then does she sign? No, she doesn't
sign
the dancing.
He starts to realise when she's still frantically trying to sign around him, gyrating around her. This poor woman's like trying to sign. And now Waka Flocka Flame's dancing on me.
And who do you reckon is the sexiest man alive?
Ooh.
According to Jesse? According to People magazine, Paul Rudd has been crowned 2021 sexiest man alive.
I love Paul Rudd.
From the Ant-Man films. I loved him back in Clueless days.
Well, but that's also got to be one of the... That's just not...
Well, it's right. Funny because I love him, but I wouldn't have thought he was the sexiest man alive. No. But even cutest? he says, what? This is not false humility, but there are so many sexier people than me.
But you know what? That's the exact attitude that makes him so damn
Isn't
sexy.
Isn't it?
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And this afternoon we are doing it thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
Get one for your dad, get one for your bro, sister, mum, get the whole family covered.
Do they make dog fragrances?
But you could just, I was going to say you could just spritz some of this, any of these amazing ones on your dog, but I don't know whether you can do that. But, does that make them itchy or something?
But I mean, should we invent one? I feel like everything's doggy's been
that
made.
That is such an amazing idea.
Could Jesse delete the audio?
We then need to stock it in Chemist Warehouse, where you can pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse. You can get Victor and Rolf Flower Bomb, Paco Rabanne, Giorgio Armani. Which one do you think the dog would like?
I reckon my dog.
Jimmy Choo?
Yeah, Jimmy Choo, man, for sure. Choo's on everything. Hey, coming up next, I think it'll be interesting because there was a piece of content I was going to bring you yesterday. And
you bailed on it.
Yeah, I did bail
because I didn't think it was good enough.
I thought it was a bit weird. Right. And
I've seen it's back up next. We're going to do it again.
Yeah. Yep.
Who's convinced you to do it?
The boss of the show. And now she's laughing hysterically, which means I think she's doing it.
She's trying to embarrass you.
You know how bad jokes are funny because they're bad?
Oh.
I think that's what this is. Anyway, that's next.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Gary and Tommy.
That's the latest one from Adele. It's called Easy on Me. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Because life is about minimalising, right? It's about taking...
It's inspiring. <I don't know. laughs> You sound like, what's her name? Maria Kondo.
Yeah. Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo. Oh, Maria. Hello, it's Mari. Who cares, mate? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
She's all about that, isn't she?
Yeah. And so I've decided I'm too much. I've got to pull back on some things in my life, you know?
Doing too much.
No, I've just got too much going on.
You know? I just said you're doing too much.
Yeah, but like not necessarily even doing too much. I'm creating too much waste. I've got too much excess baggage. It's just too much.
Emotionally.
Too much junk around.
Is that why you're hard to have a relationship with?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. But so I thought I would start small and I realised that there's like so much junk we carry around. Like, you know, what do you have in your pocket or in your bag? Kind of all. Like,
nothing in my pocket.
What's your usual,
my phone. My phone's in my pocket, usually phone, in the back pocket of my jeans. Yep. Oh, my bag. Honestly, it's got everything. It's got nappies, drink bottles, tiny teddies, keys.
Anything for the kids?
Work passes.
Yeah. So stuff.
Sticker books.
So much clutter.
Yeah.
So I've started reducing the clutter just like in little ways. So like I realised that in my pocket, because I wear skinny jeans, right? Mm. I always have like, I've always got my lip balm and I've always got like a packet.
Such a funny thing for you to permanently have with you, lip balm.
All the time. And then I've got a packet of gum and then like my phone. And I thought I can't really save any space on the lip balm, but I thought the packet of gum, I could save space on the packet of gum. And so what I've done is I've got rid of the packet. And now I just put the pieces of gum in my...
Is that the thing I've got in my mouth? You gave me mum gum just before it went to air.
That's one of my pocket pieces.
But you don't ever wash your jeans.
No.
Dad, what have you had in there?
What do you mean? But now I just put the pieces of gum.
Yes, you floated around this piece of gum and now it's in my mouth.
Yeah,
it's just been floating around next to your phone. You probably look at your phone when you're on the toilet.
It's my pocket gum. So it saves. I save space on the packaging.
Gross.
I save space on the packaging.
Well, don't share it round. If you can have pocket gum, make it your own pocket gum.
I said you want some pocket gum.
No, you didn't. You just said
you heard piece of gum. I think you heard piece of gum.
Yeah, well, that's what that is. A piece of gum. No one knows what pocket gum is.
Yeah, but how am I meant to know that you don't know what pocket gum is?
No one knows what pocket gum is. You're burping. Was that a little vomit?
My rib hurt.
Oh.
Gaviscon in that pocket, mate?
Oh, hang on. What else have I got in the pocket?
No, it's like Mary Poppins' handbag in there.
Just more gum. And so I thought I was going to talk about this yesterday, and then I thought it got a bit, it was a bit weird, because I reckon there's pocket people out there that are like me and realise there's too much.
I thought you meant like people that keep people in their pockets.
I'll take those calls as well. People. What are you stashing in your pocket with it, like that other people might think is weird, because you clearly think my pocket gum.
I just don't, of all the things to remove, I don't think just popping all the gum out of the package and just have it roaming around your jeans that you never wash is hygienic. And then you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't you think it's more important to be like streamlined than hygienic?
No, I don't. Not in these COVID times.
So, no, I'm interested. You wanted me, because I abandoned this idea of chatting to pocket people yesterday. 131060, if you are a pocket person, give us a call. What have you got in your pocket? We'd love to know. But, Sonda, you then today convinced me that I should bring the idea of pocket people back.
Well, we chatted and I found it funny, because I often find you funny. Yes. And then I told
suck up to him.
Well,
Sonda's also eating pocket gum, by the way.
And I haven't taken it out. I've got no problem with it. Like, the toilet phone thing's a bit weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Anyway, I told the off-air team, and I thought that they loved it. This is the message from Belle. Sonda, I thought it was terrible. I was so glad it never happened, and now I cannot believe it's happening. God, I'm really sorry. I don't want to crush Tommy's style and passion, but effing hell, do you not remember my head and my hands for a minute?
Thank you, Belle.
That's a bit unclear, though. That could be one of two ways.
You've lit the phones up, though. It's four pocket people. Oh,
we're going to need more pocket people if we want to bring this segment back next week. Pocket people, what have you got in your pocket? Give us a call at 131060.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and we're talking pocket people on 131060.
Yeah, because I've decided to cut back a bit in life, and the first and most obvious way I see to do that is to get rid of the packet of gum in my pocket and just put the pellets in loose. And so then whenever anyone needs one, you had one just before.
Yeah, and
I said
it was gross
gum.
Because you don't ever wash your jeans, and I know the sort of stuff you have in there. You have your phone in there, which you use on the toilet, and then I just ate some of your pocket gum.
Yeah, I said to you, do you want some pocket gum? And you said, yes, please. And so here we are. Carly, we're asking, are you a pocket person as well?
I'm most certainly a pocket person. Good on 100%.
You, Carly. What's in there?
I've got a muesli bar, a packet of baby socks. I've got a dummy, my keys, my card wallet, and my phone.
God, that must be big pockets, Carly.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the Bond shorts, like denim shorts have the big pockets.
Do you ever find just layers of gunk at the bottom of your pockets, Carly?
Yes, fluff. Just layers of fluff and then mush muesli bar.
You know what you should
do. So you're going to have that fluff, Tommy, but then you're going to have your pocket gum sitting on top of the fluff.
Carly, something great about pocket gum is it works to clean out some of that fluff at the bottom.
That's it. And did you know you're not supposed to wash jeans? You're just supposed to put them in the freezer to get rid of the germ.
I tried to tell Carrie that.
No, Carly, I know that, which is why I'm grossed out, because he hasn't washed them in a year and I'm eating gum out of them.
Yeah, but technically they're washed because they've been in the freezer and all the germs.
But he doesn't put them in the freezer, Carly. He just doesn't do anything with them.
He does. Was the pocket gum cold?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, Bob dropped out, unfortunately. Bob was calling up to say he keeps packets of tomato sauce in there just in case.
That is awesome.
But what if you sit on it?
That's one of the joys of pocket people. We don't care. You live life on the edge. Mate, you are that.
Are you a pocket person?
Are you really worried about tomato sauce on your clothes at the moment? You are that covered.
Okay, I've had a bit of a busy day. I've got sweat, coffee, and some makeup on my white top. Okay.
Yeah. If you're a pocket person, you could keep some stain remover in your pocket, and then you'd be fine. You could just keep it loose in there, and each time you got a stain, you could just smear a bit
of sard on there.
Yeah, that's good. G'day, Dee.
Hi. How you going?
Good. Are you a pocket person?
No, my son is a pocket person.
Oh, what's he do?
He tried to feed me a triangle of Devon out of his pocket.
Oh,
he
had one. Oh,
and the fluff. And the fluff.
How old is your son?
He was 16 at the time.
Oh, no, you're not eating anything out of a 16-year-old's pocket, Dee. Oh,
but him and Bob should be friends.
Not out of any pocket. I don't even want some of Tommy's gum, thanks.
Oh, come on, Dee. It's just pocket gum. But, yeah, Bob should be friends with his son because he had the sauce to go with it, Dee.
Maybe you should be friends with my son and he can share his Devon with you, Tommy.
Yeah, and then we can have a bit of pocket gum afterwards. This isn't a bad plan. We do still have
What
Laura
about Laura?
Here.
Laura, you lovely pocket person, what have you got in your pocket? Maybe you should speak to your people.
Oh, g'day, Laura.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Good.
Are you a pocket person?
I am. I've kept a fair few things in my pocket in time.
Mm-hmm. What do you got now?
They're actually empty at the moment, but in the past, I used to keep Fruit Loops in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
And they say, you are what you eat.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, and guys, Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox.
Oh, isn't it? You should decorate your letterboxes because not only does it bring joy to people walking past, it also brings joy to the postie who's bringing you joy by delivering the presents.
Yes, it's that time of year where you go outside and you're excited about what you're getting in the
Absolutely.
Mail.
Absolutely, because... and to help spread the merry with Australia Post, next week we're going to have 5 Christmas-themed letterboxes
yes.
in the studio. Each letterbox is going to contain a prize that you can win. So jump on board carrieandtommy.com.au and tell us what you want delivered to your letterbox this Christmas. And you might even win just that, the thing that you want Ooh. For Christmas.
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending them cards and parcels and spread the merry with Australia Post.
Stay tuned. Up next, we look back at a historic way, an often humorous way that someone has died.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up very soon, $2,000 thanks to Ooh. McDonald's McSpicy range. But right now...
It's time for the most upbeat and fun segment on radio. Can you guess it? The Dessert. Because I'm happy, I'm alone,
I'm alone. It is where Jessie gives us a historical death and we've got to find out how it happened because...
Give it to us, Jess.
And today...
Take us back.
Talking to... Take we're talking about Tycho Brahe.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, do you?
No.
We're off to Denmark. What do you know about Denmark?
Oh, I can give you stuff about...
It's a fun name.
Oh, no, damn it. I was going to give you stuff about Denmark, but it's about Belgium.
Same.
Sorry. Well, Belgium, they are famous for windmills, the saxophone, chocolate.
Are you talking about the Netherlands with the windmills?
Yes. same.
Yeah. So there are places
they
in
love
this world.
Clogs and
they
tulips.
Happens. Is it possible the windmills are so good they blew the other windmills to Belgium?
Tycho Brahe. Brahe would be a good name for the man's ear.
A Brahe.
Yeah, that's are you wearing great. A Brahe?
I almost need a Brahe. I ran the other day through the office and my right titty bounced so much it hurt my lung.
Imagine what it's like for women running that have bigger breasts. You guys wouldn't understand.
Well, in a year I will.
Get your sports bra.
A Brahe. What do we know about Denmark? Because what do you know about Denmark?
Denmark. It's where the Danes live.
Yes, it is. They're world leaders at the
Prince
moment.
Princess Mary.
Oh, they've got a noble family.
Yes. Oh, is it something to do with the royal family?
Not to do with the royal family, but it's to do with the nobles.
So Tycho
someone lost his balls and died?
Was he a guard or something?
He was part of one of the noble families. Okay. He was an influential Danish noble. He was an astronomer.
An
He was an astronomer.
He was an astronomer, yeah.
So is it something to do with that? And
like he went to go and seek something or find
well,
if
he
something.
He did go
he
somewhere.
Went to go to seek the stars.
Well, yeah, maybe to look at the stars. He went up high or he went on top of a building or a mountain or something.
Is it anything to do with a flat Earth theory?
No, it isn't. It is more to do with the nobility. He went somewhere. He went.
Okay.
To
Does
a
he?
Party.
Did he? Oh, I know. I think I know. Did he visit a ancient house filled with ladies of the night and get disgraced from his family, and therefore they killed him?
No, but that's a way more fun story.
Okay.
Give us a little bit more.
He went to a banquet, and he was famous for being extremely polite. Extremely polite.
Oh, and he did a I thought he did a Joe Biden and let a long fart rip.
Or he didn't let it rip because he's too polite.
Oh, because you are on the right track.
That's good. He was so
polite. Wasn't a fart though.
A bit.
Oh, he because this happened in a radio competition.
What?
There was a famous radio competition. It was called Hold Your Wee for a Wee.
Oh, interesting.
And they got contestants to hold their to not wee for as long as they could. And it's so dangerous, right? And someone ended up bursting their bladder and they died.
All to win a wee.
Yes. And I think that is what happened to our no balls friend.
You are correct. He was so polite. He couldn't leave the table.
And so he stayed at the table the entire night. But by the time he got home, the overholding caused infections and he passed away.
Oh, and that is why next week on this radio show, we are doing wee as quick as you can for a wee. It's healthy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, sorry, and Belle, producer Belle.
I'm here.
Step up to the mic.
I had a real panic then because I didn't think it was my turn to talk.
And
but
I knew
you weren't doing
it. Mine.
But what's happening here?
We have to welcome our producers on. Normally they just buzz on and speak when they're not asked.
Yeah, when they're telling us to do live reads. Jeez, they don't need encouragement then.
What's happening, Belle?
Want to know what live reads are? Do you think our audience?
No, I don't know. It was just a joke for us.
Okay, what's going on, Belle?
I'm here today because I have I need some advice from you guys, and it's like career advice, and it's something you guys do. So, and I've been like offered an opportunity, and I wanted to like ask you guys what you thought before I say yes.
Something,
or no.
It's something weird. Hang on.
Weird's happening.
It's
what's
something
happening here?
Something we do. Are you considering?
It's not going to be. It's this is yeah.
Are you considering turning up late every day?
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel like she's having us on here.
Are you moving? Are you going to work in TV?
No. I'm not leaving. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
You sound disappointed.
No. Okay. I've been approached with a collaboration opportunity, a paid endorsement post for my Instagram. And like you guys do that a lot, so I wanted to know whether I should take it up. But
I mean, I don't do it a lot.
I've done it once.
Let's unpack this a bit. So how many followers have you got?
I think I've got like 2,000 or something. So not very many.
And what is the why are they interested in you, Belle? What's the thing happening? Not, I mean, that sounded weird. Why are they interested in you? As in, we know why, but what is it about you that's attached to this product or this thing?
Well, it's called the Vush Impress 2.
Oh my God!
The what? What's the Vush Impress 2?
Belle, hang on, before we tell Carrie what it is. How much? So the last influencer coaching we did was when our old anchor, Jesse of the past, Buzz, he got had to do 6 Instagram stories
for the dog grooming
and
place.
4 posts, and he got a $14 dog wash for free. So that was the rate so far. What are they offering you?
They haven't offered me anything like yet. But
have you approached them?
No. They reached out and said it would be a paid Instagram collaboration.
Okay.
How does Ed feel?
Well, this is fun for you.
I told him.
Okay.
But this is the start of, this is a new income stream for Belle. Mm. This
Carrie
is good.
Do you know what it is yet?
No.
Okay, Tommy, you can tell her.
What?
Well, both you and Belle would have more use for it than I would.
Okay. Sure. Something to do with the female body.
It is something to do with the female body. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Who's been previous influencers? Who've promoted
Abby
this
Chatfield?
Product? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm looking at some pictures. I mean, I can see why they've hit you up.
Why do you think Belle looks lonely?
No, they just know she's a saucy minx.
How do they get that from her Instagram?
Because she's...
Because when you get lonely, do you look at Belle's Instagram?
No, I think, how do you feel about...
why are you blushing?
How do you feel about endorsing this adult product?
I don't know.
Belle?
Like, I feel like there's a lot to think about because it's like you want to do it for the sisterhood and not be weird about things like this because it's like...
Did you just say... Hang on. Just hang on 1 second. Did you just say you want to be an influencer for the sisterhood?
No.
God, feminism's changed,
there
hasn't it?
There shouldn't be a stigma around
she
products
wants to remove
like
the taboo.
Yes.
Around
but I don't know
adult
if that's
toys.
Necessarily I'm the right person to promote it. So
because you're why would you be the right person?
I reckon if we're talking about it on radio, the stigma might be gone.
I mean we haven't openly
like if I got approached by
I can't wait for Tommy to do these. Do it for the brotherhood, boys.
This is for the brotherhood. Welcome to Mush, Male Vush.
So,
if you want, you can stick it up.
How? So, is it okay? What are you weighing up here? Is it that you want to know what price you should charge them, and you'd be open
just
to it?
Whether I should do it or not?
Can I just say, given. Given that you were concerned about your grandmother finding out that perhaps you might have had a night or two with your fiancé before being married.
Mm-hmm. But then maybe she'd be for this because it'd,
it'd
be by herself. Maybe it's actually the one thing that would make grandma happy. Well, I mean, there's your ad.
Just in time for Christmas.
Santa only comes once a year.
Okay. I think you got your answer, Belle. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And coming up next, we've got $2,000 cash on the line, all thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range.
Can we handle the heat? All this week we've been taking on hot challenges. Mm. And today, producer Sonda has walked into the room with 2 cups of milk and some spicy hot sauce. Before she delivers us our challenge next, does milk help?
I didn't think it worked.
Spicy food.
I thought it was meant to be a myth.
I thought so too.
Because the only time I ever see it is when people have eaten really hot stuff and they're sculling it and they're saying like this, it doesn't work, it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
But I think it is something about the fact that it's meant to coat your throat and coat your mouth, whereas water just slides down. Maybe you're meant to have it before you have the hot sauce.
Well, I've already pre-lined my mouth with wax.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get any pre-work done.
Didn't you wonder where all your candles are gone?
Anyway, Sonda will put us to the test next. Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, no.
Can Carrie. So hot and hurt. And Tommy.
Ow, wow, wow, wow.
Handle the heat.
Can you handle the heat? Get the McSpicy, double McSpicy, cheese and bacon McSpicy, and spicy McPieces now.
Wow!
We've been doing hot challenges all week, and because I really thought it was the day to go in a sauna or something like that.
Nine.
What are we doing?
We're not so lucky.
Producer Sonda, what are we doing?
You're going to eat Sonda's spicy sauce today.
So when you say Sonda's spicy sauce,
yes.
As in you've made this at home?
Yes.
What's in it?
Heaps and heaps of chilies that are really hot.
Oh, like homemade?
Yeah.
You just didn't have to go to the links, you know. I reckon Macca's would have been happy with you just getting a bit of hot sauce from a bottle.
And theirs was delicious the other day.
It was so yummy. You could have used that, Sonda.
And you know what I just saw?
Yep.
Do you know what I just saw?
What did you see?
So Son was trying to make the spoons level so we could both got the same amount of spicy sauce. And then she noticed, as I noticed, something glistening in the daylight.
What was it?
It was a hair. And she pulled it out.
I took it off Tommy's spoon, don't worry.
Gross. Your hair or a dog hair? Oh, my
Who
God.
Who knows? It's Sonda's spicy sauce.
Anyway, we're playing on behalf of our beautiful listeners, Nikki and Shay, who one of us is going to win $2,000 for them. Playing for me, it is... No, I'm playing for Nikki. Yes.
That's more like it.
Oh, God, Nikki, I can't make any promises here because I don't eat a lot of hot food because the kids can't eat it, so we just don't order it, if you know what I mean.
That's all right. Just do your best.
Oh, thanks,
That's
Nikki.
Nice. G'day, Shay.
Hi, Thom. How you going?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thank you. Thank you for using my birth name too. Shay, I'm not good at this stuff.
Oh, I thought you would be.
I'll do my best.
Well, I've heard Carrie do the snakes and things like that, and I thought, you know, you could just keep it calm and pretend you're fine.
Okay. What she's trying to say is she saw me be a hero and overcome my fears and thought it was about time you did the same.
No,
yeah,
I don't
that's
think...
exactly what I was saying.
Damn it.
All right, we're going to give this a crack. What do we have to do, Sonda?
Well, it is concerning that even the smell of it is causing your throats to close up. I do have a paramedic on standby.
A paramedic?
Yes.
Do you have a paramedic at your house when you serve up your hot sauce?
No, but you guys aren't match fit. I eat a lot of spicy food.
Do we just go
so
in?
Do we, so and,
you need to... both put the spoon in your mouth and completely take all the chili off the spoon. And then the
is it going to make me spew?
No, but it might make you, when I had something this hot in the last time, my mouth just salivated for about half an hour afterwards.
Is it going to make me
cough? Like a dog who's just dribbling.
Yeah, I just had to open my mouth.
Is it going to make me cough? Because I've got a broken rib still.
And also I'm already feeling a bit...
Okay,
from the smell.
So hang on. Should I take less away? Because I'm now panicked that this is
problematic.
Yeah, why
don't we just drip off this?
You drip off.
And then we just lick it off.
Okay, and so it's the first person to give in and reach for milk.
You don't want us to die. Okay.
I don't want you to die.
Three, two, one. Oh, no, it's hot.
Is it okay?
No. Oh, no.
Hang on.
It's hot. It's always not hot at all.
It's hot.
Mine's so hot. When am I allowed to drink the milk? When am I?
If you give in and no,
I didn't know. I thought I could drink the milk.
If you give in and touch the milk, then you've lost for the listener.
What else can I touch?
Are you Batman?
It's not that bad.
I don't know what's doing.
I'm fine.
Me too. Shay, I'm so sorry.
Have I not had enough?
I'm crying.
No, well, he's you're supposed to have all of it in your mouth. What have you done?
Oh, my gosh.
Gary!
Do I have to have all of it?
Yes, all of it. No, you've got to put your whole mouth around it and suck it off.
I don't want to die. Okay.
Oh, my God. Can I win and have milk?
Nah.
Why? Look at that.
This is really hard to
because he's not even putting it
mate,
in.
This is so frustrating. I'm crying and you haven't even licked your spoon. Shay, she hasn't even licked her spoon.
I have licked my spoon. I'm just licking it a bit.
Shay, she hasn't even licked her spoon. It's so
keep it together, Tommy. Keep it together.
I am, but Kay's not even playing.
Well, go.
Kay's not even... Where did you just wipe it?
Gosh, no, she did.
Away.
It's in her mouth. Mm. She didn't have anywhere
else
to
put it. Already had it for about 20 seconds in my mouth. I'm sweating and crying.
Snooze and lose, mate.
Yours is just on your teeth.
You didn't say we have to swallow it.
Oh, my God. Why
true.
Are you sitting it in your mouth, you weirdo? Say, I'm sorry, but I've been cheated and deceived out of this.
No, you haven't.
I think we win by technical knockout.
I think, Sonda, you're the boss. I think we should win as well.
I finished my spoon.
Did you?
Oh, it's getting quite hot.
Yeah. I'm not giving in now. You cheated. Sonda, you've got to call a winner here.
I mean, really, it's you, isn't it, Tom?
Why?
Of course it is. I'm the only one that's eaten it.
He put the whole thing in straight away.
I put it in now. Mate, I didn't know that was a rule.
What do you mean? You didn't know we had to eat the chili sauce?
It's like at the start of a race being like, oh, we start when the gun goes off. What?
Hey, Shay, I'm going to die before losing
this
money for you.
Oh, she's given up and she spat it into her. Yes!
Woo! Too hot. Oh, God. And now I want to drink the milk, but
not my milk. Yeah. Hey, Shay, congratulations. You've just won yourself $2,000.
Woo! Thank you.
And, Shay, I'm going to call you at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning when this is coming through me and I'll just give you an update.
I'll help you through that.
Good on you, Shay. Thank you for getting involved.
Thank you so much.
Nikki, I'm sorry that you had a liar, a cheat, and a deceptive person as your captain.
I didn't realise we had to suck it down.
You didn't realise that we had to eat the chilli in the chilli eating
contest. Yeah, I did eat the chilli. I just had oh, my God, my mouth.
It's thanks to McDonald's. McSpicy range. Can you handle the heat? We'll play again tomorrow.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping this Christmas. Why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.